This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, again, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up there, and you can buy stuff. Yeah, I sell stuff up there. That's how we stay on the air. You got my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. We've got shirts, T-shirts up there. Hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand for liberty. Stand for freedom. Don't let these yo-hos show up at these events. They got those little resist shirts on, right? I mean, because it's a grassroots effort, right? We all know that. Anyway, you need to be there on the other side. Now, I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about you doing anything but taking a stand for what you believe in. Let them know there is opposition. Because apparently they don't have, well, they don't have a clue anyway, but they really don't have a clue if we don't have somebody there pushing back on the other side. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, head up to the website. We also go live on Facebook right now, so you can head up there as well to the Facebook page and enjoy that. You know, my favorite group is screaming again that nobody takes them seriously. But maybe part of that is because we can't understand what they're saying. You know, was it Maxine Waters? She actually believes that the millennials love her, that they get her. Now, here's my problem. If millennials understand her, they're low-end, single-digit IQ numbers. That's all there is to it. Because there isn't anybody that really understands Maxine Waters. You kind of giggle and laugh and you nod your head and let her go on do whatever she's doing, because I don't think half the time she knows what she's doing. But millennials have asked, or they really want to get close to us. They want everyone to know these simple five things about millennials, political correctness, that the older generations don't seem to understand. We don't seem to get it. They've got apparently they've got the market cornered on common sense. And, you know, guys like me are always making fun of the millennials. I know. I probably have, I have some of my family, but I would, if they were sitting here, I'd make fun of them too. Now, when you have this, and they say it's just a generational thing, but it's really not a generational thing. I mean, the millennials have decided that the English language really doesn't mean what it means. And they're going to tell you what it means, and they're going to decide what it means. I mean, somebody who has, 79 different pronouns when it comes to Z, 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 M, whatever it is, and we accept them all. That's not reality. That's a whole altered universe that requires some form of crack cocaine to understand. I don't know. I don't get it. So now the millennials know that when they use this different language, it confuses us, and therefore, we're not in touch. So some of the things they want you to know about them. Now, let's give them a little bit of credit here. They're reaching out. They want you to understand who they are and what they're all about. One of the things they say, there's a major difference between being honest and spewing prejudice. Now, think about that. Let that sit for a second. Right? So you have the right to share your opinion, they say, but you don't have a right to make people feel threatened. Well, whenever a young person says threatened to me, I feel threatened, I feel uncomfortable, I have to stop and think for a second. Because it's a level for them. The joke, well, not the joke, the reality on this show is I always say, if I was doing a show 15 years ago and somebody said, gee, Joe, you really come on, you sound like a racist. When you do your show, you really sound like a racist. I would go to my wife and say, hey, honey, what am I saying that makes people believe that I'm a racist? I'd start listening to my show. I'd start figuring out what it was. I really would slam my head against the wall trying to figure out what am I doing to make people believe I'm a racist. But here's the danger. The left has taken those words, have taken that dictionary now, racist, homophobe, bigot, Islam, all the phobes mean absolutely nothing anymore. Because they use it like shotgunning. They throw it against the wall and see what sticks, what's going to drag you to your knees. And as of late, as of the last couple of years with these snowflakes that we have in schools, but now the thing is white privilege. They've got kids rolled up in a ball in a fetal position in these colleges crying over the fact that they're white. Now, how do you do that unless you're bully, their favorite word? You're bullying somebody, right? Now, when they say people make you feel... So now we've got Brad... Ben Shapiro. Again, he can't go speak at Berkeley because there's a group of kids that feel threatened. Right? That feel unsafe with him. Why should they stop it? Because they can't handle it. They shouldn't. So the millennials, point one, being honest and spewing prejudice, well, here's the honesty. You're the ones that are stopping free speech, not us. You're the ones that are hampering conversation because you don't like the way it feels. You don't like the way it sounds. It makes you feel bad about yourself. Well, maybe if something makes you feel bad about yourself, maybe you need to reevaluate what you're doing, what you're thinking, and how you're taking that. Second thing is the political correctness is not about censorship. It's about showing respect. Really? No, political correctness is a way to tamper down anything that you don't like, you don't want said, or you don't want exposed. I'm going to say censorship is a coercive attempt to hide something from people. Asking people to use more inclusive language is not silencing their voice. It's inviting them to use language in a way that promotes productive conversation. This is a lie. Because in New York and a few other states, now you can be fined for not using the right designation for a person. Whether it's a transgender person, what he, her, ze, zi, him. I can't even go through them. There's 79 of these things I refuse to remember. Because I think I just think they're a joke. One fellow was mad at his professor because his professor wouldn't call him they. That's right, a singular person wanted to be called they. Now, there's only two instances. First of all, if you drink a lot, then you may see a they when you're looking at one person. There might be a multitude of them standing there. The only other reference to that I find in the Bible. When Jesus was asking that possessed man, who are you? And what did he say? We are legion. We are many. He could have been called they. There were a lot of people inside of that guy. This is just craziness. We'll do the rest of this later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to be talking about the state of education in this country. Bob Walters in his new book, Facing the Reality in American Education. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Don't go far, really. Heat up your coffee in your TRS mug, because that's when it tastes the best. And come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And be part of the conversation. You know, don't be a party of one. Seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can join us up on Facebook, where there's also a live feed, a live, what do you call it? Feed, right?
Facebook feed.
Live. I said that. It just doesn't sound right. Sounds weird. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching and listening to, and I'd like to believe it just shows how high your IQ is that you're tuned into this one, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Now, you know that on a regular basis, I deal with education of the show. It just makes me nuts because I'm involved in education. And I get the biggest kick out of the fact that, you know, some of you are sending your kids to school and you don't really know what they're learning. You don't know what's going on. I tell you on a regular basis to check, you know, check your kid's book. There's no cough button. We don't have enough money for cough button. We'll have to make some money when you buy a cough button. Anyway, you know, but check what your kids are learning. Find out what they're learning in history. Find out what they're learning in a government class, because this is crazy. I jokingly, I tell you guys, but it's a joke now, but it wasn't at the time. It really upset me. I went in and talked to a history class, and we were talking about different things going on, and I asked some questions because I grew up in Boston. I actually grew up two blocks from the Old North Church. Okay, I ran around with Paul Revere's backyard. I didn't know what I was doing. It was this kind of cool place to be. Had big walls around it so we could play handball in there. So anyway, I asked somebody where Boston was, if they in the class, if they knew where Boston was. And a young guy raised his hand, said, "Yeah, it's a suburb of Manhattan." I was like, "Oh, well, okay. Never knew that. I grew up there. Didn't know we were in Manhattan." So we went on and we talked a little bit further, and we talked about how the you know, the British and all of that. And I said, anybody know how they knew the British were coming? I mean, what was that? Because I thought that was pretty, you know, that's something that I thought everybody knew. And then again, another young lady raised her hand, and she said, yeah, somebody had a flashlight, and it was they were flashing at a second-story apartment building to let everybody know they were coming. I was like, whoa, okay, well, that's, I didn't know that history. Apparently they fixed that over the years. It's changed a little bit. But, you know, this is why, and we're putting them out there. They're actually passing these classes. And we're putting these kids out there. And I know some of you don't care what went on, you know, a couple hundred years ago, but we need to know what we fought for. We need to know what our founding fathers fought for, why we're in the state we're in, and what we need to change. So Bob Walters has written a book. It's called Facing Reality in American Education. He's a graduate of UCLA, a successful businessman with four grown children and 11 grandkids, and another one on the way. You've been collecting articles for this book for 52, you're going to rub it in our face, aren't you? 52 years, right?
I'm an old guy. Yeah.
So, you know, let's talk. Now, you wrote a book in 1963 called As the Pendulum Swings as well?
Yes, it was a sociological study on the radical trend and the civil rights movement.
Wow. Okay. So it took you 40 years before you got it. You decided you wanted to run another one?
Well, I decided to make money and get in business. And
oh, yeah. That's probably, yeah, because you don't make any money off the books.
No, you don't.
Seriously. Unless you're Newt Gingrich or something. Otherwise, you don't. So give us, if you pardon the term, a Reader's Digest. What was the first book about, The Pendulum Swinging?
Well, it was at UCLA, I saw the rising of the civil rights movement, which was fine in itself, but there was getting to be a radical trend in that movement that was filled with communist leanings and socialist ideas, which I thought was not for the best interests of the country. So there's one thing to be for civil rights, another thing to begin to subvert the very nature and loyalty to the culture and history of America. That's why I was motivated to write it.
Wow. And so when you saw that happening, you know, some people will say, yeah, there's a lot of guys that said they saw that happening, but it wasn't true. It was just all the McCarthy, you know, the leftover from the McCarthyism and the hype and all of that. But you're not the only guy I've talked to that was there that saw it. So you saw it in, we could say you saw it in reality. You saw it actually there happening.
I did. I spent some time in Birmingham, Alabama during the Martin Luther King demonstrations, and I got to have some good experience and discussion with Martin Luther King and others, so It was a great time.
Yeah, we are actually trying to get Dr. King, Dr. Alveda King, out here next year to talk to some of our kids. I think we've so far removed from history. There aren't those people aren't around like they used to be, and the older folks, if you pardon me, the ones that actually fought in the war aren't around either to talk about what they saw and what happened. So I think our young people don't really understand the history, not only of this country but of the world and what it takes to maintain freedom. Do you agree?
I agree. Completely.
So let's talk about your newer book, Facing Reality in American Education. And, you know, it's really funny because I told you earlier during the break that I ran for school board, and one of the things I ran for was career tech ed, because I saw this movement, this turn away from manual labor. I don't even know what you want to call it. I mean, all of a sudden the shop classes were bad. They were negative. Auto mechanics was bad. I'm thinking, my God, who's going to fix your car? Who's going to build your house? Who's going to do all these things? Again, give us an overview of the book, and then we'll go into detail.
Well, I share the same opinion. I witnessed in the last 15, 20 years how all of the shop classes and home economics classes all disappeared in every district throughout the nation. There was no exception. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised by it because it meant that all of the students with the new philosophy had to be college-bound or they were considered to be losers. So if you either were in a pre-college class, and if you weren't smart enough to do that, you dropped out or you failed in some manner. Some went on to college, but they took heavy remedial classes because they weren't really schooled and had enough knowledge to make success in college. So it's a shame because today there's, last report I saw, there's 5 million jobs, blue-collar, technical jobs, not requiring college education, that are unfilled. They can't find employees to do that. That's a shame because at the same time, at the other end of the spectrum, you have hundreds of thousands of students graduating from college in ethnic studies and philosophy and other meaningless classes, and they got $100,000 debt to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so in the other end of the spectrum, half of them end up being failures to an extent in their life.
Yeah, and they get into that debt, and it's hard to get out. It's got to be mentally overwhelming to know that you owe that money, you're having a hard time getting a job. I can't remember them, but we actually just did these numbers the other night of kids who were graduating. I think 14% of the kids that graduate college actually end up in the field they went to college for.
I believe it.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and the other 50 to 70% of the kids that actually graduate end up taking a secondary a job outside their field, and they're having a hard time paying back the bills. What are we doing to our kids? And I'm not advocating free education.
No, I agree with you. I just think that they need to step back in the schools, the administrators, and the parents, and begin to look at each student for what he or she is able to do in terms of capability. To treat everybody as if they were, in fact, created equal, not with equal opportunity, but actually created equal, is a false premise. People are different.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are college-bred and able to do it, good. Let's give them right. Some good training, however, some guidance that tells them what kind of classes to take.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about that more. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Rail Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're with me that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Be part of the conversation, seriously. Either head up to the website, thereelside.com, when we have a live chat room going on, and there's a lot of conversation going on there as well, or over to Facebook. There's a live Facebook feed where you can have some fun there, or, come on, I mean, we're like horse manure on the ranch. We are all over the place, okay? You can find us just about anywhere. If you go to the Apple Store or the Android, I don't even know what they're called, okay? If you have an Android, you know where to go to get apps. If you have an Apple, you know where to go to get apps. We've got apps on both of those in both of those places. Our app is different than most because you can watch live, you can listen live, go get the old podcast or what I like to call our classic podcast. You can also... There's a live chat on the app, so you can be involved in a live chat on the app as well. So I make it as easy for you as possible for you to be engaged and involved, because you need to be engaged. You need to be involved. You need to find out what other people's points of view are. So for no other reason, I used to say, you can at least find out how they think and come up with a game plan. I know it doesn't sound right. It does to me, but I know it doesn't sound right to some people. But at least you'll have an idea how they think. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're with me. Bob Walters joins me. He's got a new book out called Facing Reality in American Education, because it has changed so much over the years. Bob, thanks for being with me today.
Happy to be here.
It'd probably be better if I turned your mic on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, better to be here.
Then you're really here. And we were talking during the break. You know, I'm going to start charging people to turn the mics on during the break, let them pay for it, you know. But... No, we were talking about terminologies and how they've changed over the years and how you have to approach people differently and what have you. You know, the shop class or the automotive class of 30 years ago was truly a grease monkey class. I was in high school in the 70s. It was one of the things that kept me in school. It was the last class of the day because you had to go home and shower. But nowadays, an automotive mechanic or an automotive technician, as they call them now, it's somewhat computerized. The cars kind of can tell you what's wrong with them so you can actually fix it. And these are $80,000 and $90,000 a year jobs. So it's a whole different animal, isn't it?
It really is, in a lot of different trades.
So what are, in the When you say facing reality in American education, what are your concerns in the book?
Well, one of them, of course, is trying to force everyone to go to college as the only route to having a successful life. That just isn't true. I think the other thing is putting new programs in place. Not only do they get rid of the shop classes and home ec, but they also have introduced things like Common Core, which if you've read any of their tests, even for a third grader, it's unbelievable. It's complicated. It's not simple learning of math, addition and subtraction, and the multiple tables. That's why young people today, when they're in a store, if you try to get change, if the register didn't tell them what the change is, they can't make the change.
If it didn't work right, they're dead, right?
They can't add it up, so it's sad. They're getting rid of script writing. And how is somebody going to read the Constitution someday or sign a check if they can't know how to do handwriting, which is also being excluded?
Well, we're seeing more and more, though, that stuff going electronic. My joke is most kids don't even know how to sign it. They don't even know what a check is. I mean, seriously, unless grandma gives them a check for their birthday, they really don't know what a check is or what to do with it.
Yes.
You know, they transfer money now, like phone to phone. They transfer money now on Facebook. You can transfer money. So it's becoming a different world for them. But you still need people to build houses. You still need people to fix cars. You still need people to do all of that. When did this become taboo? When did it become taboo or the thing to do to start shutting down shops? Do you know?
Well, I detected the trend for it began about 15, 20 years ago, where the shop classes and home ec and such were being shut down. And as of maybe 10 years ago, I'm not aware that any existed in any school district anywhere. So it was a real death spiral for many years. It's beginning to come back a little bit in a few of the more progressive, alert school districts, but most of them, it's not a case at all.
Yeah, part of it is money, too, because when money gets tight, the stuff that gets killed first are the shop classes, the classes they feel are unnecessary. But when you look at what's going on in today's world, as you said, not every kid's cut out for college. You can make it available to them, but not every kid loves education. My youngest son said he doesn't mind me talking about it. He hated school. He was a proverbial summer school kid because he wouldn't do the work during the year. And, you know, they browbeat him because he was going to go to college. He was going to prove to them he wasn't going to college. And what's he doing today? He's rebuilding. He's doing kitchen remodels. He's working with fractions. He's having to read stuff and think it through and work things through. But it wasn't because of the education system. It's because his parents decided they're killing this kid. And we helped him out in other ways. And we helped him work with his hands. We always knew he was going to work with his hands. The schools don't do that, do they?
No, and too many parents don't pay attention to what the schools are teaching. And sometimes they have the false assumption that they need to make that kid go to school or college, even if they know he's probably not capable, because it's part of the popular culture. So parents need to step back and look at the reality of their own children, along with being involved with what they're being taught in the schools.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you hope the book does for people?
Well, I hope it makes them realize that 50 years of tried efforts that have failed to raise the achievement score, close the achievement gap, or whatever other criteria you want to use, has not worked. And we've spent billions on it, and it just isn't succeeding. And the only solution that I hear from a lot of districts and school administrators is let's spend more money doing the same things that they've been doing. You're just digging the hole deeper without having any solution.
Yeah, you really have to, and I tell people this all the time. It's like, the money is not the fix, and we can prove it. You can look at school districts across the country. Look at how much they get per child to teach them, educate them. And New Jersey, one of the worst school districts, has some of the worst school districts in the country. They spend up to $27,000 per child.
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
And we have some here that head and shoulders are better than theirs. They're only spending $6,000 or $7,000 per child. So it really is about education. It really is, you know, about taking education seriously. How long have we been doing education the same way for almost 100 years?
We have, yep.
You got to change it. You got to help these kids find their passion. You got to help these kids, you know.
Well, and you got to worry about what's happening to the kids that feel like failures. They're the ones who end up on the street or in jail or some other dead-end factor in life. And shame on us. We're the ones who, frankly, have allowed it to happen.
Yeah, and I agree with you earlier. It was parents parents, you got to get involved in your kids' lives. You got to find out. I mean, every kid, I'd love it if all my kids were surgeons, but they didn't have the personality to be that. That's not where they were going. It's not what they were doing. So it's up to you to help them find their passion and not get frustrated in school, not get frustrated by a counselor or a teacher that pounds them into believing that college is where they need to go, because yeah. It's just not true, is it?
Well, no, and you take things like the L.A. School District used to have you had to pass an exam in order to get out of high school. But because so few were passing the test, they did away with the test. I guess that's one way to solve the problem.
California, it's lowering the bar exam.
Oh yeah,
it's lowering the score to pass the bar exam because they had too many people failing. Well, I don't know. I'm the lame guy in the room, and I'm thinking, well, doesn't that mean we're not teaching them properly?
Well, you can now go to City College or Junior College for what amounts to a D-minus average coming out of high school, and that's sad.
Yeah, it here in California, this is a legislative issue, not so much an educational issue, but a lot of kids coming out of high school and what have you have to take a remedial English and math because they're below the entry level to get into a community college. And the reasoning behind that is because the legislature says at high school you only have to graduate with this, and then some bozo who didn't look at the numbers said, oh, but to enter community college, you have to enter at this number. Nobody grabbed those two pieces of legislation and said, well, what do we do with the middle part?
That's true. It's sad. Really sad. Yeah.
And we need more money for it. But anyway, what do you admonish parents to do in the book?
Well, I think the parents need to be involved with the PTA and other organizations that get them closer to the teachers and the administrators. I tried to distribute my book at the recent national PTA meeting in Las Vegas, and at the last minute, after I paid for the booth and everything, to give the book away, it was banned, and I was forbidden to enter the premises.
Did they give any reason for it, or did they just say, hey, we don't like the cover?
They said the book doesn't match what they think to be the philosophy of education, even though it was listed as an open forum for educational thought and solutions as the motto of the convention. So I don't know. It's
must have been run by my millennials. I mean, seriously. I mean, open thought. Well, it's not quite open thought. It's open thought as long as we're open to it, and then you can have the thought, I guess.
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh, so when you go back and look at your book that you wrote in 1963, the Pendulum Swings. Have you seen those things come to fruition? I mean, have you looked at that and said, oh my God, I hit that, or I nailed that?
Well, I think, in fact, as time went on, I believed I did hit it. And, in fact, working and talking with Martin Luther King back in that period of time, being a UCLA student and being in Birmingham, I was able to chat with him. I agreed with a lot of his philosophy about let's treat everybody as colorblind and judge them by their merit and ability, not by their race.
Oh, he's spinning in his grave today. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to finish up with Bob Walters in the next segment. Seriously, don't go far. I'm going to get a new tongue. We'll be fine.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but
But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Stevie! No, park the... Oh, she was in the real side on GCN Live. All right, don't write me any emails. That was funny. I don't care who you are, that was funny. All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, look, I said that for a reason. I actually posted a picture, a couple of crazy pictures, and one of them was a wooden spoon. Now, for my Italian friends, you'll get this, right? So I post up a wooden spoon, and under it I put, you know, immediate attitude adjuster, okay? Any Italian knows what a wooden spoon means, right? bunch of parents got mad at me because they said that basically I was saying it was okay to hit your kids with a wooden spoon. No, what I was saying was it's okay to hit me with a wooden spoon when I was a kid. It did me fine. Kept me out of jail. Kept me from, you know, beating on other people, if you would. It didn't hurt me at all. I didn't need psychiatric care. Well, some of you think I do, but I didn't need psychiatric care. And the bottom line was, you're making fun of my grandmother. You don't do that. You don't do that to an Italian guy. You don't make fun of his grandmother or his mother. Mostly his grandmother. And then the only other funny story I'll tell you is when my mother, when I was a kid, when she would ask me a question, she would say, you know, no, swear on your grandmother because I know you won't lie on her, but you'll lie on me. So that was her other thing that was, I know she listens from time to time. She's going to get a kick out of that one. Anyway, I'm Joe Mastrini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight and allowing me to tell some of my family stories, secrets, whatever. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Bob Walters joins me, his new book, Facing Reality in American Education. Bob, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
But the book is centered around helping, you know, kids find their passion, about getting back to some of the basics that, for some odd reason, we don't think we need in this country anymore, right?
Sad but true.
Yeah. What are some of the, if you can, hit some milestones. Tell me some of the things that you've seen over the years that you go, okay, you know, that's a biggie. Why are we getting rid of that? Why are we not pushing that? Why are we're not doing that anymore?
Well, you think back in the last 20, 30 years, a lot of schools cut down or did away with gym. And yet our kids were getting fatter and heavier and not in good health. But that was cut out in a lot of the schools. And again, back to the shop classes, they were cut out. There's just a lot of changes that have occurred. And the lack of discipline now has been watered down so much because we don't want to hurt any of the kids' feelings or send them home. Even if they commit violent acts against the teacher, they have a consultation session with them down the hall to meditate their mentality rather than send them home for a suspension. That's really not allowed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So discipline has eroded a lot, and that, I think, has hurt the kids who want to learn being disrupted by the kids who don't want to learn.
It's almost like a resurgence of that old Dr. Spock thing, right? Let the kids express themselves, let them do. Tell little Johnny that, you know, Johnny, I don't think many people like that. Why don't you go think about what you were doing? And you did that to one of my kids, and they would think about how to do it bigger, better, and, you know, worse.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, anyhow, what are some of the areas that you see the schools, just right off the top, if they gave you, 5 minutes to talk with them, and they said, what do you think we could do to make things better? Give me your top two or three things that you think the schools could do, education could do better.
Well, I think we need to make sure the teachers have some ability or judgment by which they're being ascertain on their educational skills as a teacher. There's a lot of teachers that aren't very good teachers, and yet the union protects them, and that should be changed.
That's,
I think
that's akin to the merit system, which they don't much care for.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Right.
And that's one facet. There's others would include getting the students taught some of the basics, like American history. I've read the recent history books, and it's sad what they've got in
like
these
the history
books. Like
the Boston is not Manhattan kind of thing. You
yeah.
know?
And you talk about Christianity. The latest history book in California has about 4 pages dedicated to the Muslim faith. And nothing wrong with that, but they've got the Christian faith narrowed down to about 1 page.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why the focus is on less and less with American traditional culture, which is what sadly is going on.
Well, American history should be around American traditional culture. And you're right. You know, it's really funny because when I'm talking about the Ten Commandments in a book, you have certain groups that are just up in arms over it. Yet we could teach the pillars of Islam as culture. My attitude is, being a Christian myself, because I know what happens in government, let's teach them all as culture.
Yes.
An intro to all of them. It wouldn't hurt.
I agree, totally.
I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier, though, because I'm really intrigued with MLK, all right? You know, Martin Luther King, I am surprised at how many people don't even know who Martin Luther King is anymore. Couldn't tell you what he stood for, what he did. Seriously, I mean, we've played clips on the show of certain people talking about Martin Luther King or getting young kids that they have no clue. And what's really sad is the black kids or the African-American kids that don't know anything about Martin Luther King, the guy that fought for their ability to go to school, and not that they don't deserve to, but really take it back to what that man, we talk about our founding fathers, but talk about what MLK gave up him. You got to spend some time with him, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I spent a few hours, two different days down in Birmingham, and we had good talk. I mean, I agree with a lot of the philosophy he had about how the black people, as an example, should get ahead in their life and how America could be a better place for all people. It included things such as treating everybody as colorblind, no preferential treatment, no victimhood. Everybody should try the best they can and be treated as individuals. And that was his philosophy, which, and he didn't preach victimhood, which is the main philosophy today of many of the civil rights leaders broadcasting on the streets.
Yeah, and it's funny you say about the color list. Today, they actually are against you teaching about being colorless. And I grew up in the 70s when that was still the mantra, was, you know, you shouldn't look at somebody's color. You shouldn't take anybody's color into consideration. It should be for the merits of their and their abilities. And now they're saying, no. You know, that poor man died, took a bullet, so that wouldn't be segregation anymore, that we would all be one. And what do we have on some of these college campuses? Even in the South, places he had visited, now we have graduations for blacks, we have graduations for whites, graduations for Hispanics. Are we serious?
You have separate dormitories in a lot of the colleges now, segregated by race, which it's like unbelievable. I agree.
We've lost our... Now, did you write about this in your 1963 book?
I touched on it. Yes, I did.
That's funny.
I looked at places like New York where I saw the radical trend in full bloom compared to the civil rights action in the South. There was quite a difference in the results. And I predicted that someday the bad results that were occurring in New York area would occur in the rest of the South in the more conservative parts of the country, which is true. It did.
Just amazing. But I'm always, when you were pulling the articles for this book, you said, you're pulling this together over the last 52 years. Had you sat down with some, and they get upset with me, but I don't really care because my black friends say, look, I'm not from Africa. Stop calling me an African American. Did you sit with some black groups, black American groups to say, okay, you know, where are you with this? What do you think is going on? How do we make this better?
Well, I did talk to some of my Asian friends and also talked to some of my black employees to ask them what they thought about the schooling issue today and the whole civil rights situation. And I got good consensus from them and feelings of mutual respect and understanding. Just talking it out.
Well, you know, see, I have said on the show many a times, if you're a Democrat or you're on the left, the black community gets screwed tremendously when it comes to education, especially inner city education, because you never fix anything. You just keep throwing money at stuff, and those poor kids don't get the education they deserve or should get, and you don't make any changes. Is that kind of how they felt?
I agree totally, and it's just it's a real frustration they have, and that's why so many of them actually weren't too happy with what happened under Obama. They didn't see any real results in their life down on the bottom.
No, I don't know if you know about this, but I did a story about how he had slotted $7 billion for a couple of inner city schools to try to move along the graduation rates and what have you. And after they totally spent the money, not one more graduation in the year or two or 3 years before that, they didn't move the tick up at all, which... Yeah, we blew the money, okay, but what tells me is that what we're doing is just not working. It just isn't working.
I agree, it just doesn't.
So when D.C. went to vouchers, when D.C. went to the charter schools, they actually had as many charter schools as they did public schools, the graduation rate skyrocketed for those kids.
Yeah.
And when the Obama administration came back in, within a relatively short period of time, they canned all of that because you can't have that.
No, I can't allow it.
So it's just, and what's sad is, I'm going to be blunt about it. Here's two old white guys sitting in a room saying, we have to find a way to help the black community get better educated.
I agree.
And they think we hate them.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's sad but true.
Anyway, so where do they get your book?
Well, it's at Amazon and one of the other major bookstores and also Barnes & Noble.
Okay, so they can Google. They should Google the book, and or they can find out where they can buy it.
And they
can
get it in hard copy, soft copy, or even audio copy.
All right, Bob, thanks so much for being with me today. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. So here's how. It's really simple, people. You've got to get educated. You've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. This is how you figure out what's going on. Otherwise, guess what we get to put up with? You get those kids to think that Boston is a suburb of Manhattan. Isn't that wonderful? All right, next hour. We're going to do a repeat of a story I did four, five, 6 weeks ago, because I've been talking to people about this. They go, no, I know how, I don't believe you. There was a gay couple that got pregnant. Now, go ahead, think about that. But I'm not telling you anymore, because if you want to learn about it, if you want to know how this actually happens, it's not a bio. Believe me, it's not normal science. Anyway, you got to come back in the next hour. It's really that simple. And then keep a little barf bag next to you. All right, make sure you have plenty of water. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Heat up your coffee. Grab something to drink. Grab the barf bag. We'll be back in a few minutes.